You're tuned into Juno Afternoon. It's just about 23 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Kaya Rongstad, president of the Juno Rotaract Club. Welcome, Kaya.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. First question, what's Juno Rotaract? I know Rotary.
Yeah. So a lot of people know about Rotary, but they're not really aware of the kind of two other divisions of Rotary. There's Interact, which is the Rotary Club for middle school and high school students. And then Rotaract, it stands for Rotary in Action. And it is a club for young professionals between the ages of 18 and 30. It's just a kind of a community service-based club. We focus, like I said, on community service, but then also both personal and professional development, as well as fellowship. And we work pretty closely with all four Rotary clubs here in town, but surprisingly, there's only two Rotaract clubs in all of Alaska. So we are one of them, holding it down in Southeast.
That's awesome. And how long have you been involved with the club?
So the club has been active, I would say, a couple times since early 2000s. We rechartered the club in early 2016 and just started with a small group of us. And now I think we have about 26 active members. It's just really cool. We meet the first and third Tuesday of the month at 6 o'clock. We plan community service events and things like that, just ways that we can get involved in the community and give back.
What was your hope when you joined Juno Rotaract? What were you hoping to achieve? What were some of your personal goals?
Yeah, so for me personally, at work, I don't necessarily interact with a lot of other people my age. And so I just really wanted to be around other young professionals that had similar goals and, you know, wanted to give back to the community and things like that. And I feel like in our age range, we're all kind of at similar points in our careers, just kind of starting or figuring our way out. So it's just nice to have that resource of people there that they're our own age and they're going through the same things that we are.
And you're here today to talk about a Halloween carnival that's happening this Saturday. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, so we are hosting what we hope to be our first annual Halloween carnival. It is going to be in the old library space in the Mendenhall Mall. The Mendenhall Mall graciously donated that space to us, which was really, really awesome. It's on Saturday from 11 to 2. We have unique games, prizes, treats, photo booth, and a spooky house for kids. Definitely all ages are encouraged to come. It's a little bit more geared towards younger kids, but it's going to be really fun. And costumes are encouraged, and just we're hoping people will show up and have a good time and just enjoy themselves on a Saturday.
What motivated Juno Rotaract to put on this carnival for the kids?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of different fundraisers. So we just wanted to do something that was more of a community service type of event,
like
not something
back.
That was, yeah, giving back, not something that we're charging for or anything like that.
That sounds like a lot of fun. What are you going to dress up as?
I'm on the fence between being a tornado from Sharknado. It's an old costume I made. And then I also have a tiger onesie, so I'm like debating which way to go. But
wow.
I'm excited.
Both great choices.
Yeah, I thought so.
I would love to see the Sharknado.
It's pretty legit.
Kaya, what else has Juno Rotaract got going on?
Yeah, so we've done a lot of things in the couple of years that we've been active. We've held two fashion shows. One was it was the theme of kindness and couture. And then one was Flappers in Fashion. It was kind of a 1920s style show. Both of those shows, the proceeds that we made went towards Reach. So it was really cool partnering with them. We're about to be involved in the Rachel McLeod Christmas Box project again. We're not the ones running it, but we help out with it, and it is a ton of fun packing those boxes. Being on the assembly line is crazy. We also, something we did last year that we're really excited about this year is we worked with Children's Services, and there's kind of a group of kids who, you know, they're in their mid to late teens, and so they're not necessarily being placed in homes around Juno. Instead, they're kind of venturing out on their own. And, you know, everyone in our club just kind of went through that transition of leaving our parents' house and things like that. So we just cannot imagine having to do that in our you know, when we're in high school. So what we did last year, we sent out surveys to them through OCS. So it was completely anonymous. We don't know who they were. But we sent out surveys asking them, like, you know, their favorite colors, favorite candies, things like that. And we basically made huge gift baskets for them that were personalized towards the things they like, but also included things like cleaning supplies, toothpaste, like those basic things that, like, we all need them, but, like, we don't really want to spend that much money on them. Mm-hmm. So it was just really cool to know that we were helping them. And we made the boxes in laundry totes, so they would have that as well. And we're really looking forward to doing that again this year.
What a terrific service. What a great idea. That's really thoughtful and practical.
Yeah, we're really proud of that one, I would say.
Well, Kaya, you're a great representative for Juno Rotaract. Thanks for coming in today and telling us all about it. The Halloween Carnival is this Saturday, Mendenhall Mall, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Games, prizes, treats, photo booth, a spooky house in the old library, all ages and costumes encouraged.
Yeah.
Anything else you'd like to say?
We just look forward to seeing everyone out there on Saturday.
Great. Well, I hope you get some recruitment as a result of your appearance on a Juno afternoon as well.
Fingers crossed. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.